Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Chuck. Welcome back. It's been an interesting week, nonetheless. Of course, every week is interesting. When you're paying attention to what's happening in your life, so many things come at you from just out of nowhere sometimes. But if you appreciate your experience, you appreciate what's happening. You know, I just talked to a guy about... I was on a conference call up until just about 2 minutes before showtime, and we were talking about a strategy that we're adopting for a family issue that he's dealing with, a very serious issue. I will say that. And you know, he said, "Well, if Plan A doesn't work out, we'll flip to Plan B." And the other day, I was at a conference, and the moderator of the conference was talking about there is no Plan B. He said, basically, it's Plan A, do or die. It either succeeds or fail. Then you have another Plan A, and so on and so on and so on. Because if there's a Plan B, what that means is you have an escape hatch. You have a way out. So you look at this Plan A, whatever it is, and you say, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to the moon with Plan A. Now, the rocket ship that's going to get you there, it may stall on the launch pad. It may drop in the ocean. It may do any number of things. But that's Plan A. The goal is to get to the moon. So back to the launch pad, back to the drawing board, back to the whatever it is. Because Plan A is still Plan A. And nobody has learned that harder in life than me. I shouldn't say that. There's a lot of people that have had gorgeous, great plans and strategies, get right to the nth hour, and it falls apart. I read an interesting quote today by an author and a motivational speaker named Larry Winget. He says, how many people have a plan for their life to be fat, broke, lazy, and stupid? Let me say that again. How many people have a plan in their life to be fat, broke, lazy, and stupid? The answer is nobody has a goal in their life to be fat, broke, lazy, and stupid. And the reason that happens is because they don't have a plan. They don't really have anything that they put together. They're not seeking any kind of greatness in their lives. They're just going from day to day to day to day. I'm sorry, I digress. You tuned in because I was going to talk about the G spot or the G word. You decide. And the G spot gets people excited, you know. It really does. Last week, of course, I talked about the F word and how you need to use it every day. And I tell you, when I looked at my talked to my studio director, I was amazed at how many people tuned into it. And I think what it is, it's that it catches people's attention. So the G-spot, we all have the G-spot. And the question is the G-spot running your life? Is the G-spot telling you what to do? Are you acting on emotions all the time? Are these things happening in your life? So is the G-spot running your life? Or are the G-words running your life? If you've been listening to the show for a couple of weeks now, I've been kind of working my way through the alphabet, and it's all about how we think, the words we choose to use. The words we choose to use, ladies and gentlemen, will affect your life day in, day out, month in, month out, year in, year out. And where you are today is because of the G words and the F words and the D words and all the words that make up your vocabulary, not just what you're speaking, but more importantly, what you're thinking. Because it's what you're thinking that ultimately gets into your gut. There's a G word for it. Gets into your gut. And that's what drives you forward. So let's talk a little bit about some of these G words. And we're going to get down to, typically what I do is I talk about my top five or seven G words. There's a lot of great G words out there, but I want to start with one that the most overlooked and underused G word. And that word is genius. Genius. There is genius. There is greatness within you right now. If only you would have the confidence to say, I am a genius. We've all had strokes of genius. We've all had things come out of intuition, come out of nowhere. And we say, man, that was a great idea. Man, that was really great. I'm a genius. And it's like, oh, that was just, you know, one in a million. No, it's not. It's not one in a million. It's you. You have genius inside you. If you will just open the gate and let that genius walk into the garden. Because when you open the gate, you're giving yourself permission to go into the garden. And in the garden, it's just beautiful. Doesn't mean there's not things to be concerned about. You got rose bushes with thorns, and you got bumblebees with stingers. You got other issues in the garden. And the garden's still got to be watered and worked and tilled and everything else. But the point is, it's beautiful. So when you get to the gate, don't let the guard dissuade you. Go through the gate into the garden and cultivate your genius. Because it's there inside you. Just know that it lives. Well, how do I know my genius is there, Chuck? I mean, what can I do to pull the genius out? What you can do is simply this. Understand that the genius lives inside you. Think like a genius. You know, we look at other people like Thomas Edison and Albert Einstein and Steve Jobs and some of these great icons of American history and world history. And we think, man, they were just geniuses. But it's like Michelangelo said, and I've said this before, he said, if people knew how hard I worked, they wouldn't think I was a genius. Hemingway said a similar thing to a friend while he was drinking at Papa Joe's bar in Key West. He said, don't tell people how hard I work. I want them to think I'm a genius. Thomas Edison was quoted as saying, it's 1% inspiration, 99% inspiration. You see where I'm going with here? These geniuses, they're not sitting thinking, oh, I'm a genius. Yes. No, they're actually doing something. They're focusing their energy. They're achieving their goals by focusing their ideas, their visions. They're growing, going and growing forward. And that's the key, ladies and gentlemen. Got this idea about what they want to do with their lives, what's important to them, they channel their energies, their genius pops out. How many inventions are made because you're doing one thing and they stumble into something else? There's a group on TV, it's called Shark Tank. I really would recommend you watch it. And in a Shark Tank show, You have the premise is simply this. You have these wealthy who will invest in people's businesses. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. That's not the point. The point is these people put these really novel ideas from everyday experiences. They're babysitting, or they're working on their car, or they're folding laundry, or they're hooking the garden hose to the house, or they're baking cookies, or whatever it is they're doing, and they get this sheer genius idea. Wow, I'll do it this way, and this is a lot better, and I can make a good living doing it. And they pursue. Some of these people again have very good creativity. They have a good business, some don't. But the point is that every one of them invented something based on passion that they were pursuing. There's one the other night, they had these little grease, and they were bicycle enthusiasts. And they noticed that when they're out riding around, they have issues with the bike, you know, the chains and tires and on it goes. They came up with this easy to use, easy to carry degreaser towel, if you will, and they've been to it. Another guy who's also a bicycle enthusiast came up with a digital light on the sides of your tire that projects sides and forward. Just amazing. So whatever your passion is, that's what I'm getting at. Pursue your passion and these ideas will come to you. And then it's not like work. It's like, hey, I'm playing with my bike. What's the old story about the Bobby Orr, the hockey player from Canada? And you know, he's a very wealthy man because he was very successful in hockey. And he had an ice skating rink inside of his home. And he had an indoor rink and an outdoor rink. And it was one winter. And somebody called the house, and his son answered the phone. And the question was, so I'd like to speak to Mr. Orr. And he said, the little boy says, oh, he's not here right now. And they said, oh, he's at work. He said, no, he's outside playing hockey. So, I mean, you know, practice makes perfect. And that's what Bobby Orr was. If nothing else, he practiced to the point of being perfect at what he did. And I can't say it enough. So allow your genius to come out, because it's there. It's hidden inside you. It will come out if you allow it to come out. My book, What's in the Well Comes Up in the Bucket, I talk about the genie in the bottle. And there's another G word. The genie in the bottle. And the genie is deep inside us. If we allow the genie to come out and manifest into our lives, we can have whatever it is we want. We just have to be patient, but we have to be focused. And the problem is we are shooting too many arrows at too many targets, and we're not hitting any of them. Or we only have one arrow, which is our life, and we have 15 targets. We're only going to hit one. So focus on that one. And when you hit that target, then maybe think about another target. But so many times people are going in so many different directions that they just can't get enough traction. All right. So let your genius grow. No question about it. Be genuine. Be genuine. That's another G word. I think genuine goes along with integrity. You know, don't allow your ego to puff you up. If you're working on a project or you're working a job or you're working on something and your goal is to get to a certain level, but you're way below that, you know, don't fake it like you're already there. In mind, maybe yes, but in reality, no. Let people know that you're genuine. You care about what you're doing. Your mission is to be successful in this endeavor. And when you're genuine with that, then everyone around you will recognize it. Everyone who loves you will recognize it, or likes you, I should say. And the universe will come to your aid to help you manifest this in your life. And it just takes a little bit of time. Just be patient. And being genuine is it. It really is something that you just need to take time. Always be grateful. You know, I think wherever you are in your life, for all the little things that are working, always show some gratitude. The people around you, you could be having a stressful day, and maybe you handle stress differently than other people. You know, there's a lot of geniuses that have these bad reputations because they yell or they scream or whatever. But that doesn't mean they're not. I think if you have a chance, go on YouTube and listen to the speech by Steve Jobs when he was talking about I think it was at the Harvard School, just before he died, he gave a commencement talk. And here's a man that was already, you know, a multi-billionaire. He knew he was dying, but yet he was so gracious and so grateful for the life he had and the opportunities he had. You know, I think when you really look at life, that the biggest hurdles we run into are really in this 6 to 8 inch space between our ears, because we've had ground into us self-limiting thoughts, self-limiting behavior, negative talks, I can't, I'm not, I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm too, whatever it is. And that's the key to our letting our genius free, is to throw that stuff aside. Get it out of your way. The roadblocks in your life, you are putting there. You know, it's like the cartoon, the guy picks up the roadblock, moves it 20 feet ahead of him, sets it back down. stands there, looks at it, says, "Damn, I got a roadblock." Picks up the roadblock. Instead of moving it out of the way, he just moves it in front of him 20 feet, sets it down. Corny, I know, but the other thing is, in that story I just told, he's constantly moving forward. So he's got these self-imposed roadblocks, but he's actually moving forward in his life. And you can do the same thing. You've got roadblocks. Most of them are mental roadblocks. You have relationships, you have jobs, you have commitments, you have responsibilities. I understand all of that. But find a way. There is a way. There's a path. And I'm not saying abandon anybody. I'm not saying quit your job. I'm not saying, abandon your kids. Too many men do that. Too many men do that. And it hurts the children. The children then grow up thinking less than. And that is an absolute moral crime. I know I don't talk a lot about sin and morality in my radio shows, but when we have a child that we bring into this world, or a child that we have influence over, and if we don't stick around to let them know that they're loved beyond anything else in the world, many times that can really hurt the child. Now, that doesn't mean the child can't overcome that. Many of them do. If you want a great story about Abandonment to Happiness by Chris Gardner, okay, not the movie. The movie was fine, but the book is just superb. And Chris Gardner let his genius manifest. And when you read that story, you realize it took years for him to become the uber millionaire that he is today. But yet, he kept pursuing it with passion, with enthusiasm, and he just kept at it and at it and at it and at it. And along the way, you'll read in the story about people that he met who did exactly the same thing he was doing that fell by the wayside because they had a bad attitude. And their attitude wasn't necessarily sinister, but it's just their attitude toward their own mission, their own purpose. And that's what you have to understand is Mr. Gardner wanted certain things in his life, and he pursued them. Now, if you've been paying attention, you'll see that Gardner is a G word. Okay, so that's one of the G word signs. So forget the G spot. That's our emotions. Go with the G words that control your actions, because actions speak louder than word. Okay, gratitude. Have a little bit of gallantry in your life. That's an old word you don't hear very often, being gallant. Be gallant in your life. Stand up for what's right. Don't back down. What's right is your pursuit of dreams. That is the most gallant thing you can do. And if more people would get up and pursue their dreams, with all the gusto, there's another G word, with all the gusto can manifest, our world would be so much better. It would be unbelievable. It's unbelievable now, but it would be better. We wouldn't be getting this woe is me from so many people. We wouldn't be getting this the rich people are taking all the money, or the government's taxing us to death, or the oil companies this, or the environmentalists that. We wouldn't have all that nonsense, because people would be pursuing their dreams. So have a little bit of a gallantry in your life, and get out there and catch them and wrestle them to the ground, and just have fun. Because if you don't do it, my God, who will? I mean, this is not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. If you're waiting for someone to rescue, you're going to be like Rapunzel in the tower, where your hair just gets so long while you're waiting to be rescued. You know, take that hair, cut it off, make a rope, and climb out yourself. Just understand that if you're not going to pursue this, no one else will. Your genius will die with you. Imagine laying on your deathbed and all these spirits come to you. This G genius and this gene idea and this idea. They come to you because they're your souls that come to you and said, why didn't you pursue this? We could have done this together. We've all done that, me, including myself. Okay, why couldn't I do this? When I was a younger man, I wanted to do all these things, but I didn't have the courage or the confidence to pursue it. Pursue it. You're going to make mistakes. At the end of the day, you will still be standing, whatever that is. Put your arms up in the victory sign at the end of every day. Put your arms up in the victory sign at the beginning of every day. Put your arms up in victory because you will boost your energy. You will boost your enthusiasm. Your gallantry will show. Your greatness will manifest. And the genius will bubble to the surface. Be generous. Be generous in what you do. Help others. You know, while you're on this journey, achieving your greatness, whatever that is, you're going to interact with people. You have to interact with people. Accept the fact that there's other people out there that you're going to bump into, whatever it is you're doing. And you're going to have to interact with them. And understand that they're on a journey too. They may not have the confidence you have. And it's your responsibility and my responsibility to be generous with our confidence. Not to be uber confident where you intimidate somebody, but to be generous. Look, you're a good person. Life can be very difficult at times. Life can be extremely challenging at times. There's no manual for some of these things because it's between our ears. And we have to know what our purpose is and know what our goal is and pursue that accordingly. And you're going to make mistakes. And you're going to get down this path and doubt it's a dead end. So then what do you do? Maybe you just backtrack and go down the other path. Okay, because the idea is to get out of the wilderness. And what does wilderness represent? It represents chaos in our life. It represents, being lost. It represents any number of things. And when you come out of the wilderness, what does that mean? It means you come into civilization. And what does civilization mean? It means an organized structure. That's what that means. So, when you find yourself not really knowing what you want or where you're going, you, ladies and gentlemen, are in the wilderness. You're wandering around. Civilization is all it means is it's not conformity, it's structure. And when you have structure, you have predictability and you have security. It's when you don't have structure, you have insecurity. So keep in mind that it's so important for you to have a path to run on, a path to walk on, a guiding light, if you will, at the end of this tunnel. And from there, you'll move in that direction. Doesn't mean there won't be issues. There always will be issues. But it does mean that your greatness is about ready to manifest. A couple more G words, I think. Close out with a couple of them. Guidance. Always understand that guidance is constantly coming to you. Constantly. When you say, I don't know what I want, I really think you're lying to yourself. I really think your personal guidance is raising the question and saying, get up, take responsibility, move forward. Permit yourself to be guided along the way by your gut instinct. Permit yourself to be guided along the way by others that have gone before you. Whether others is grandparents, whether others is parents, or whether others is somebody you read about in a history book or a journal. These people have blazed the trail before you. Follow in their footsteps. Learn what they had to learn. If you wanted to go into the circus business, read something by P.T. Barnum or something like that. You know, it's not, again, these trappings of success are everywhere. Remember I said earlier there's no success manual? Guess what? I lied. There is a success manual. But you have to pick it up and be willing to read it. And what does this mean in relationship to what I do? I started emulating Peter Drucker a few years ago. Liked how he did his life. His life was in 2-year cycles. He had a main objective that he was going on as far as his business planning, but 2-year cycles for other things that complemented his business planning. So at the end of 10 years, he'd gone through 5 cycles. Well, this guy lived into his 90s. He'd gone through 5 cycles, but yet he was fluent in arts and music and history and agriculture and architecture, because every 2 years he would study things that would complement his business practice. You have the same genius in you to be able to do that. The question is, do you have the confidence and the ability to pursue it? Because you might have to turn off the TV, you might have to go to bed a little bit earlier, you might have to wake up a bit earlier, you might have to do things a little bit differently. But that's where the genius comes in. What would genius do in this situation? How would a genius handle this? When they say, well, I'll just do it tomorrow. No, a genius would do it today and be done with it. And you go on from there. So never back down from doing the right thing. Always understand that in order to grow, you've got to go forward in the pursuit of your dreams. Because if you're not going to stretch your brain a little bit, if you're not going to expand your personal horizons, you're always going to work in this little comfort zone. And when you're in the comfort zone, it's just that you're comfortable. You're not really learning anything because you're comfortable with what you've got. And all knowledge, all growth takes place when you start dealing with the unknown. It's in the gaps, the voids. You want to get from here to there in your life, the chasm between here and there, and that's the great unknown. You have no idea what's there. People, money, relationships, none. But in order to grow, you've got to go into the chasm, and you've got to walk through it, and have confidence that what you're doing is leading you in the direction of your dreams. Have courage that when you enter this zone of the own, that you're going to work through this. That's where we stretch it. I've been challenged many times in my life to do things, and I did not do them. I was afraid. I was afraid of failure. I was afraid of success. I was afraid of any number of things. So many times I would say, oh, that's nice. That might be right for you, but it's not for me. But what I was missing was that they were right. It was for me. And they were just telling me what they did. And none of them said, well, if you don't do it, you're a loser. They all said, hey, this is one way to do it. If you have another way, have at it. And as I look back at my life, at these people that were trying to help me, I begin to realize they were right and I was wrong. They were right and I was wrong. So then I looked back and said, okay, here I am today knowing what I know now. Now what do I do? How do I take these wrongs and make them a right? And that's continued part of my journey. So I've only got about 30 seconds left on this particular program. I want to thank you for tuning in today. These are always great, great discussions that we have. Next week, of course, will be the H words. We're going to go over that. And last week was the F word. And we're just going to work our way through it. I may have a couple of more guests coming up, and when I do, I'll have to get off the alphabet, if you will, and get into really some other topics. So, anyways, have a great week, and God bless you. And remember, stay away from the G spot. Okay, that's your emotions, and focus on your genius. Good night, everybody.